That AT&T Discovery deal isn't just about streaming. It's about the battle for the future of broadband. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. Not quite 3 years since AT&T completed its $85 billion merger with Time Warner, with the hope that investing in content would drive customers to consume that content with AT&T's internet and on AT&T phones. Now that deal is coming undone. AT&T now plans to spin off HBO, CNN, and the rest of its media assets in a deal with Discovery, leaving the company back with telecom as its main focus. Verizon is doing the same thing by getting rid of AOL and Yahoo. Roger Entner follows the industry as founder of Recon Analytics. He says all this comes as the companies pour billions of dollars into 5G and fiber, and it's hard to fight the broadband war and the streaming war at the same time.
Well, they realized that the grass isn't greener on the other side. Both AT&T and Verizon got into this because of Google and Facebook envy. They looked at their businesses and saw that other people were making a lot of money over their pipes. And they thought, we can do this too. AT&T looked at it. What's the number one thing that people do on smartphones? They watch video. So why don't we buy DirecTV that distributes the content and a content maker in the case of Time Warner? And then they realized that it was a little bit harder than they thought. And so now they're backing out of these mistakes.
So it seems the price tag of this, AT&T is going to get $43 billion from this deal if it goes forward. What does that tell us about the cost of this kind of investment?
Well, telecom is a very expensive business. AT&T spent $23 billion just on new spectrum recently. They will have to spend billions of dollars also to put down the fiber and to build these towers. And this deal will now help them focus their funding on the telco activities. T-Mobile has currently an advantage in the 5G race, and AT&T and also Verizon don't want to let them get away with it.
AT&T has said it plans to spend, I think, $24 billion next year on that 5G and fiber infrastructure if this deal goes through. How does that compare with what it would have spent?
Well, it had been planning to invest between $18 and $20 billion a year. And so this is, you know, basically a third more than what they had been planning to. And when we look at on the fiber side, they were planning to connect 15 million households with fiber. Now they're planning to connect 30 million people.
Where do you see that happening? Is it going to reach people in rural areas? Or are we talking mostly urban areas in the states that AT&T serves?
I think they will connect mostly urban and suburban customers in the 22 states where they offer service. It might reach out to the rural parts, but the biggest bang for the buck is in urban and especially suburban markets.
What does this mean for consumers, if anything? Are we going to see better prices, better speeds?
Well, I think what we will see is more people will be connected faster. They will invest more in 5G. So the other companies have to invest more as well. And so what we will get is faster internet, both in fiber and in wireless, and probably better deals. You know, this competition will not slow down, rather speed up with this transaction.
Roger Entner is with Recon Analytics. And now for some related links. The strategy of owning both content and the means of distribution is known as vertical integration. And Bloomberg's got a story about why it hasn't been working out for telecom companies. Comcast is the outlier for now with its cable, internet, and entertainment empire. One casualty of the AT&T Discovery deal appears to be the CEO of Warner Media. Discovery CEO David Zaslav will lead the newly combined media company. Warner's Jason Kilar is reportedly negotiating his exit strategy. Kilar had a somewhat rocky start, leading HBO, CNN, TNT, and TBS, among other divisions. The former Hulu CEO oversaw thousands of layoffs at Warner Media and made the controversial decision to release new movies on HBO Max at the same time as in theaters this year, much to the dismay of filmmakers. Just last Friday, the Wall Street Journal had a big profile of Kilar, which started with the now regrettable line, Jason Kilar might have a career as a tour guide if this Warner Media chief executive gig doesn't work out for him. Meanwhile, on Twitter, the reporter of that piece, Joe Flint, said, hopefully my future is still relatively safe. Links are at marketplacetech.org. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
It's listeners like you who make Marketplace Tech possible. When you donate $7 a month, you can get our new Liquid Assets Mason Jar mug, along with some cocktail and mocktail recipes from Marketplace hosts, including a couple from me. Get yours by becoming a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org/givetech. And cheers.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.